We have Daryl's birthday party, a guy named Ratass who lives up to the name, and finally, a massive big dude who's trying to beat the crap out of Wayne in the end. Episode 2 of Letterkenny.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Adam Carr here, back with episode 2 of Letterkenny. Absolutely hysterical. I feel like once you, pilots are always interesting, right? Because you're introducing everybody. And now in episode 2, we get to build more of the world. It's continuing on this theme that Wayne's not exactly still feeling good about himself. He's trying to fight people. We have Daryl now having a birthday, which he's kind of like Charlie Brown. Daryl's a little bit of a Charlie Brown character, because every time they say something, he's like, oh, I don't know. And Katie, of course, Katie and Wayne, they're like, oh, you're having your birthday the way we're going to do it. And he's like, I just don't want to do anything. I'm like, no, we're going to do it. And they want to get him a horse for his birthday party, not a donkey, as Katie tries to get, or like a little pony. And Wayne's like, you bet your ass you're going to get a horse for this party, right? That's my best Wayne impression. I hope that worked. And then finally at the end, we got a big, massive dude here who's going to challenge Wayne into a fight. And I got to tell you, Wayne's a big guy, but I don't think he's that big. So as it starts off, we meet Riley and Jonesy. These two, Jay and Silent Bob, hockey head knuckle dudes who basically play hockey, but they kind of suck. They're like the bench warmers. Except that the bench warmers actually like had muscle tone and looked like they actually could do something. But these guys are kind of straight up losers. And they roll up every day in their Jeep, try to pick up Katie. And now they're dodging Wayne because they're afraid of him and think he's a psychopath with gigantic strength after he beat the crap out of the guy in the last episode who pushed on the guy while peeing. You were there. So we start off with, it looks like, Wayne's going to be teasing the episodes now. His kind of preamble is him always holding like a German Shepherd, either his puppy or which grows into a dog over the season. So I kind of like that. I like how no matter what, we always start alone, like off in the distance, seeing the beautiful landscape of Ontario with Wayne kind of sitting there like, yeah, today we had a little bit of this problem. Yeah. Like, again, I've been working on that impression. So, we have a bunch of the guys sitting at a bar, right? And I wrote down they have this amazing ball sack convo. I'm sorry, it's not at a bar. It's on their deck afterwards. So basically, yeah, you're nutsack. Oh, Terry, you're nutsack. Why don't you do this? Oh, do the nut. And this, to me, is where the language of the show really takes off and shows you why it's smart. Because they'll start with one word, something like kind of like, oh, it's a great show. That's a great show, don't you know? Oh, it's a great show, don't you know? And it never blows. Oh, it's a great show, don't you know? And it never blows. And I hope it never snows. Like, that's a really bad rendition, but to kind of show you they keep building and they keep making something funny. And there's definitely something that these characters are good at, and that is playing off each other and being in this world. I feel like when you're watching Letterkenny, this is one of the fastest shows you can get absorbed into that world. You want to go to Canada. You want to go to Canada and like be with these guys because they just seem cool. Plus they rhyme. How many like outdoorsy people do you know just sit around rhyming all day talking about ball sacks? Not too many. Yeah, you didn't think about that till now, did you? Yeah, I got you. So of course then we're talking about getting a horse for Daryl's B-Day. This is proven to be a little testy. Sorry, I didn't realize I just said testy after the whole ball sack convo. And Katie's trying to get a horse. Of course, she's also trying to get maybe a donkey or a pony. But Wayne tells her, no, we need a horse for this party. And we're going to do this party right because this is our friend Derry. Short for Daryl. Now, of course, here there's another dude named Ratass who's disgusting. Basically, the back of him looks all hairy and kind of nibbly and weird. And then his ass, it's literally like a rat's ass. Katie, of course, talks about this. We don't want to know how that sweet, innocent girl would know what rat ass looks like. Ugh. But anyway, she talks about it. She brings it up. And then, of course, towards the end, the guys bring up a joke, which is going to be a callback joke throughout the entire season. But they talk about guys, allegedly, who fucked an ostrich. They said it was the ginger who fucked the ostrich, allegedly. And then they say, well, no, it was the ginger and another guy. Well, usually it takes two guys to fuck an ostrich. Well, actually, the ostrich was probably a little sick, allegedly. This, to me, is one of the funniest bits that keeps coming up. Because even as they keep building on everything throughout the season, especially in just episode 2 right now, it's always very concise. This feels like The Office. Like if The Office was set in Canada and kind of like outdoorsy. So again, how many guys did it take to fuck an ostrich? According to Letterkenny, 2 if it's sick. But on average, a lot of people are suggesting that it might be 3. Personally, being from Cleveland, Ohio, I'm going to go with a solid 3 to fuck an ostrich, and I think that's fair. Of course, then lastly, this big, massive dude shows up. I'm talking like a broad-shouldered, bald head. Like, this guy could survive the zombie apocalypse. There's something about him. I think even if I tried to choke him, my hands would only fit around half his neck. This guy's strong, you know what I mean? Hips are wide. So he comes up, and everybody's been challenging Wayne, and Wayne's looking at this guy, and we're all thinking, oh, shit, Wayne might have met his match. I don't think he's going to be able to pull through with this. And then as the guy comes up, he goes, wait, you stood up for that guy who was pissing in the bar. And Wayne goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, I know that guy. The guy's a friend of mine. You stood up for him. Call it even. And what do you know? A new bromance has formed. Maybe not necessarily a bromance, because I know Wayne would be a little nervous to talk about any type of hetero love between a man and another man. But to me, it just shows you the theme that if you do good things, they can go around, affect big, bald people who want to beat the shit out of you, and you too can get saved. Let's see, anything special? I do want to say what I love seeing in this episode towards the end was Daryl's party. It was actually a lot of fun. And even Daryl seemed to enjoy himself a little bit. I know everybody was really happy to have him there. They got the horse. They got everything that they wanted. Of course, half the time, Katie was very scantily clad throughout much of the episode, which, of course, Wayne always says, oh, Katie, cover up. It's a great little brother-sister bit. And at the end, Daryl has his birthday, and also Wayne and Katie kind of have the sweet, heartfelt moment of the show, where even though this is a goofy comedy and people swear and they fart, there's all these, by the way, farts are going to be coming up in another episode here. They do have these sweet family moments where you kind of go, oh, they really care for each other. And they're, they have each other's backs. And that's a cool thing to see. So these guys are doing a really great job at this show. Letterkenny, of course, ends with a wonderful sweet note. My name is Adam Carr. Catch me, Funny Guy 1985 on Instagram. Or if you want to check out my hand model reel, I got a good one. It's adamcarr.com. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you guys next time. Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.